Today we come to the famous approach of Rabbi Nachman Zichusi again Aleinu with regard to doctors. Rabbi Nachman had a tremendous distrust of doctors, and you'll see why. It's a long piece. I'm going to try to move quickly because I want to expand upon the words of Rabbeinu. Okay, so let's move quickly through the piece. Me'inyan, some of it's repetitive, but you'll see the how passionate Rabbi Nachman was about this. And again, this is just a drop of his approach to doctors and medicine in general. There are pieces scattered throughout Likutei Moran where he takes jabs at doctors and medicine and people who trust in human beings as opposed to trusting in Hashem. So let's see. Okay, and we'll learn halacha lemaisa also. Meaning what Rabbi Nachman says here may not be an appropriate halacha lemaisa approach for many of us. Me'inyan doctor, refuos, hir baledaber imanu ma'od. With regard to doctors and medicine, Rabbi Nachman spoke to us a lot about this. And he spoke in a very derogatory fashion, megane, right, gnus. He spoke negatively about medicine and doctors. Umazir ma'od ma'od l'chol mi shirotze l'chus al-chayev, v'achayi zaro b'nei beso. And Rabbi Nachman warned anyone who cares, anyone who wants to protect his own life and the life of his children and family, she is sarachik atzmo ma'od, b'tachlis harichuk. You should go to the extreme in distancing yourself milasok chas v'shalom b'refuos v'doktor. Stay away from doctors. Your doctor's going to kill you. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. V'afilu mishiyesh l'chola b'soch beiso, v'afilu imachola az chazak chas v'shalom rachman alitzlan. And even if the illness is in your home, and even if the illness is very intense, afal pichein, says Rabbi Nachman, Yashlich al Hashem Yehavo. He says where it's bolded, Yashlich al Hashem Yehavo. Throw your burden on God. Vayisha'in be'elokav lavad, and rely on Hashem alone. Va'al ya'asok b'refuos v'doktorim klal, and don't rely on doctors at all. Afilu b'makom sheyesh doktorim muflagim, even in the place where they are world-renowned. Right? Muflag means like superstar, amazing, the greatest. Experts. Do not rely upon them. Do not hand your life over into their hands. Because it's equally likely that they will bring you to death than they will bring you to life. God forbid. Because even one who's a great doctor, because even the greatest doctor, do they really know exactly your situation and your teva? Can anyone claim to have complete mastery over your exact biological makeup? Kafi cholas shalo, and in accordance with Hill's illness, ukafi ha'esva azman, in accordance with all of the other factors of time and place, etc. Ki yesh bezek kama v'kama shinuyim, because there are so many variables in any given treatment. There's so many different factors. Shetzarach ha'doktor l'chavin behem ma'od. It's very difficult for a doctor to act with precision. That he shouldn't make a mistake in one of the details. Honest doctors will admit how fearful it is, how scary it is to take that achrayas upon oneself to be a doctor. Uvakal bakal yuchal lakalke lo harbe harbe. And it's so easy, with one, God forbid, slip of the hand, or one wrong decision, or one improperly applied medicine, we can bring a person to a state of no return. You can cause damage, irreparable damage to a person's body, God forbid. And even the great doctors, he says, all the more so the doctors who we find in our countries, these people are not even authorized. You know, they hardly know the difference between their right hand and their left hand, to paraphrase a pasuk in Yonah. And it's basically, you know, human experimentation. It's crazy. You should flee from them like the distancing of an arrow from the bow. Laval yamis atzmo. You shouldn't kill yourself, God forbid, through this process. Vafilu kishesomechal doctor megadolim, who sakana gadolim maod, V'rachok menachayim me'achar shenofel b'yad ha'dakter. Okay? Again, same point. V'i after al-harich l'saper kol ma shesiper Rabbeinu. Rabbi Nassim says, I can't tell you everything that Rabbi Nachman said about this, but clearly he spoke about it quite often. Zechrono l'vracha b'inyan zeder. Our Rebbe, Zechrono l'vracha, spoke about this. V'siper. Okay, third paragraph. Shekeshahaya b'kihilas kodesh Lemberg, when he went to Lemberg. Shumakum kibbutz doktorim gedolim. It was known to be a great city of advances in medicine. Hey, lefanav doktor gadol ba'atzma. One of the doctors testified before Rabbi Nachman, or confessed, or admitted before Rabbi Nachman. Shetov l'esrachik mirafuos v'doktor betachle sarichlik. One of the doctors who was involved in this himself said, this is dangerous business. One of the great experts told Rabbi Nachman, you know, this is dangerous business, the world of doctors and medicine. V'amr shekvar chokru kol kach b'chokhvas ha-doktoria ad she'achshav enem yodim klal uklal lo. He says, there's so many different shitas, there's so much inquiry, there's so much investigation and attempt to understand that sometimes the more you learn about it, the more you realize, I don't understand anything. That there are no klalim, there are no rules. And nothing is ever exactly what it seems to be. That the more you investigate it, the more it becomes difficult to say that this is exactly how it is, the truth of the matter. To establish it al mechonam in its proper place. Sometimes, he says, I was in Lemberg, there was a doctor convention going on, and the doctors had exactly opposite opinions. Complete machlokas between them with regard to refuah. Uva kihilas kodesh Lemberg yesh dei kitos doktorim mechulakim b'inyan eza cholas mesuka and eichlis naigbo. When I was in Lemberg, there were two kitos. Kitos means groups. Two groups of doctors who were divided in their opinion of how to treat a particular serious illness. Shekat achas omeres, one group said, shekol edvar machazakim sheyesh lahem eza charifus, that any type of strong food or spicy food, mazik ma'od lezeh hacholas, is very, very dangerous for this illness. And the chola should eat dafka, very light foods, very gentle foods, things that are easily digested. That was what one group said. The kata acheres, and the other group said, behefach mamish, the exact opposite. No, the very opposite. You need to eat strong foods. Udvar mitukim barakim, and pleasant and light foods. You know, milk and honey. No, that's very dangerous. Mazikim o lecholas is us. It's going to make you very sick. V'chol achas v'achas me'akitos hanizker le'al. In both of these groups, me'vi'a rayos chazakos le'devayim. And they each said, oh, we have studies. Oh, we also have studies. We have proofs. We also have proofs. Great. So what am I supposed to do? Which group do I follow? They each had their proofs. Well, lefi das kol achas me'akitos, and according to each group's understanding, if you go to the other group, you're killing yourself. And we have the proofs. Lefid daitam, in our understanding. So according to group one, anyone who operates in accordance with the opinions of group two, you're killing yourself. You're poisoning yourself. The other group held just the opposite. And these were all great experts, muflagim b'chachmazu, world-renowned in their knowledge. And yet they couldn't come to a consensus. They couldn't agree on anything. And we ourselves can't say, well, let's just look at the studies, because the studies actually show opposites. Sometimes we see with our own senses that sometimes this works and sometimes that works. And it's a big balagan. No one can figure it out. Says Rabbi Nachman at the bottom of the first page, bottom paragraph, Nimsa shi'i efshar lismoch ala doktorim me'achar shehim ba'atzma mubulbalim ma'od ma'od b'chach mazu. And therefore, why would we rely on the doctors when they themselves are so confused about this wisdom, the delicate nature of the body? V'i efshar lem lamur ala emes lamito, and they can't come to the truth of the matter. How can you put your delicate life, which is hanging by the thickness of a hair's breadth, how can you hand it over to a doctor? If the doctor is performing a delicate procedure, if his hand moves even a millimeter in the wrong direction, You could literally destroy a person's life. And he's murdered you with his own hands. Look how many people die from the doctors. Now keep in mind, just for, again, as we get a little deeper into this piece, okay? Keep in mind that Rinachman passed away when? 1810. Rinachman lived from 1772 to 1810. Okay? Certainly we've made some advances in medicine since 1810. I don't have to say that in terms of modern medicine. But I'll tell you, even in terms of Louis Pasteur, who realized that, you know, there's germs, and Joseph Lister, who realized that we should probably clean the instruments when performing surgery, right? They were born in 1822 and 1827, respectively. So we're talking about, it wasn't until, you know, 20 years after Rinachman that the person who would figure out how to do a clean, healthy surgery with a sterilized instrument would even be born. Okay? So you have to understand the world in which Rinachman himself was living. Right? There would be major breakthroughs in microbiology and in antiseptic techniques to perform safer and healthier surgeries, and those made huge differences in the mid-1800s. Yeah.
Is that really right, though? Because first of all, Rinachman's very good. Second of all, he's not so much better.
Okay. All right. So let's see. We have to put it into a little bit of context here. I'm not saying his conclusion might be true. We might still today have the exact same. You know, you go to the big doctors in Lemberg, or you go to the big doctors in New York City. You're still going to get minakotza elakotza. This doctor says, "I'm telling you, this approach is going to kill you." The other doctor says, "That's the only way to save your life."
No, I don't think
he would say that. I don't think he said that. But again, the guiding principle, which we have yet to see the main line in the piece, I think holds true. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But the difference is that in the spiritual world, we have a governing principle called Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim, which means we can have multiple truths which are equally truthful. Literally to the point that one person, one Rav can say this is kosher and one can say it's not, and they're both true. Because Hashem's response to the psak of an authentic posek and our ability to shape reality in accordance with our understanding of Torah, an honest and appropriate understanding of Torah, allows for multiple truths. So Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim says that in the spiritual world, you could have one situation where one person says if you're intimate with this woman, you're chayav kares, and the other one says this husband is permitted to his wife, and they could be looking at the same blood stain and coming to different conclusions. Whatever the posek paskins, that's how Hashem paskins, right? Lo b'shamayim he, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. So in the spiritual realm, there's room for multiple truths. Rabbi Nachman saying here, how do I go to a doctor when their truths are contradictory, and why would I risk it? Okay, now we may have a response to that, a very reasonable response to that. But let's keep reading for a second. Okay, top of page 2. Va'al yomer ha'adam, where it's bolded. Okay, now here I think is the main piece. Here's the main section. Va'al yomer ha'adam shu chol lechas v'shalom, or sheyesh lo chol lebesoch beisoch chas v'shalom. A person shouldn't say if he's sick or if he has someone who's not well in the home. Im kein al mi esmoch. So what should I do? Rabbi Nachman, you're telling me never to go to the doctor. That's fine, but what's the response to the person in my home who's sick? What am I supposed to do about that? Ki be'achreich lasos eiza esik v'derech ha'teva. Don't I have to make some shtatlus? Don't I have to, right? Isn't it be'achreich means of necessity? Isn't it of necessity to do something v'derech ha'teva? Don't I have to try? Okay, so you tell me, Dr. A says like this, and Dr. B says the opposite. But shouldn't I try something? How could I do nothing? How can I not try to save this individual, just to ignore, to put aside? Should I put aside the chola and just do nothing? So says Rabbi Nachman, that's a foolish way to think. You know why? Ki me'acher sha'doktor rachok me'achayim, since the doctor, the odds with the doctor are not great, and more often than not, Rabbi Nachman says, I see doctors getting people sicker and eventually killing them. And And at the end of the day, after the doctor tries whatever he's going to try, and it doesn't work, most of the time, let's say, even if it's not all the time, let's say most of the time, or many a time, in the end, what are you going to have to do? What does Rabbi Nachman say? Sof kol sof, at the end of the day, you're going to have to go back to Hashem and say, Hashem, you're the only one who can save me. So instead of waiting till the end to turn to Hashem, tov lismoch miyar al Hashem yisvarach. So why not turn to Hashem right away? Va'al yisaken esachola biyadayim al yidei doctor, as opposed to actively endanger this sick person by handing him over to the doctor. In the end, you're going to come running back to God and say, God, the doctor made things worse. Please save me. Good. So why do you have to wait till after the fact to come running back to God? Why not just start with Hashem and say, Hashem, you're the Rofei Chol Basar Mafli Lasos. There's no illness you can't handle. Ki al pi rov ha-doctorim heim shluchei malach ha-mavis, Rachmana Litzlan. The doctors are the messengers of the angel of death, says Rabbi Nachman. My father's a doctor, by the way. Now look at this. This is a great mashal. He says, what would you do if you were on a desert island? Yeah? And you couldn't make it to, you know, Sloan Kettering. What would you do then? What would I do? I don't know. I'd pray. So Rabbi Nachman says, good. So yidme be'einav ki'ilu yoshev amidbar. So imagine yourself as if you're in the desert. You're in the wilderness. Obiyar, somewhere in the forest. Shebechreach lismoch al Hashem yisbarach levad. You'd be forced in that situation to rely only on God. What other option is there? So the same thing is true now. So now that you live in the big city, and there's all sorts of scientific and medical advancements, since the doctors are so conflicted and can't come to any consensus on more or less anything, Ushar Chashasho is har bimod, and all of the risks are very well known. Sheish binin arafuos, imkein karov adavar, shayidei rafuos a doctor, lo dai shalo yowil, adrabi, yakalkil bavada. Not only will the doctor not help, but it's more likely the doctor will cause more damage than good. He'll give you another illness or another infection that you didn't even have. Being in the hospital stinks. I've never been in the hospital, it's terrible. There's so much stuff going on in the hospital. So, on the one hand, you feel like, okay, this place is helping me. On the other hand, you want to get out of there as quickly as you can. I mean, it's not the healthiest place. It's an ironic truth. But it's not the healthiest place for a person to be. So why should I get involved with all sorts of things which are so rachuk? Rabbi Nachman says, just play the odds. The odds are not in your favor. It's more likely, he feels, that the doctor is going to do more harm than good. You should know this matter well. Rabbi Nachman consulted many great doctors to try to understand what they think they understand. Rabbi Nachman, after his personal investigation into this topic, felt you're risking your life when you get involved with this stuff. I can't write everything that we heard from Rabbi Nachman, but he said a lot of things about this. Okay, give me 2 more seconds, Chava. Let's just finish it up. He says in the next paragraph, there was a king who killed off all the doctors because he felt that the doctors were just creating more illness and less health. Okay, skip to the next paragraph. Skip to the last paragraph. He says, next little paragraph, he says, Rabbi Nachman wrote about this in some of the svarim that are already printed. And then he concludes in the final paragraph, Umash Rabbeinu Zichrono Levracha Ba'atzmo Nosa L'Kihilas Kodesh Lemberg. Why was Rabbi Nachman at the doctor convention? He was sick, and he himself was seeking a doctor. So wait a minute, did Rabbi Nachman not practice what he preached? So says Rabbi, you need to understand, Rabbi Nachman is not a simple person. He says, that which Rabbi Nachman himself traveled to Lemberg, V'osak Shom Fuos, that Rabbi Nachman himself was consulting doctors, was speaking to doctors, Yesh bazes sodus udvarim nistar mod. There were very secrets in all of Rabbi Nachman's travels. Ki lo haya kavanaso klal b'mashanaso l'sham b'shvil harafuos, because the true reason for his journey to there was not for medical healing. Again, Rabbi Nachman died at the age of 38 from tuberculosis, I think. Rak b'shvil inyanam achirim hayiduim lo. Really, he went there for other reasons, but he consulted with the doctors there. And the truth is, when he came back from that experience in Lemberg, he became even stronger in his opposition to doctors. So Rabbi Nachman learned from his own experience. Like all of his journeys, which were wondrous and secretive. Come on, Asiyah la Kamenitz, like when Rabbi Nachman went to Kamenitz, and when he went to Novrich, and when he went to Shargrad, and he went to all these different places. They were all secret missions. As we talk about sometimes throughout the writings. Filled with deep secrets that are concealed from the eyes of regular people like ourselves. One time when he came back from one of these trips, he told the seventh story printed in the Sipurei Maisios. He came back and he told one of the famous tales of Rabbi Nachman, which of course was filled with all sorts of Kabbalistic intent. So big things were happening on these trips. Exactly what, we don't know. When he's told that seventh story in the Sipurei Maisios, Rabbi Nachman said, all of the secrets in the story are the secret reason for my journey to that particular place. These are very mysterious matters. Again, who can understand the secrets of Rabbi Nachman's stories? Who can understand the meaning behind his travels and his many hanhagos, which were wondrous and concealed? And when he went to Lemberg, it was no different. Even though in Lemberg there were doctors and he was seeking medicine and he was talking to people, but there was always secret reasons. And if you have a hard time believing this idea, it's because you haven't met big tzaddikim in your life. I'll say it very straight. If you've ever been in the presence of true tzaddikim, and you just watch their behaviors, forget, weird Baal Shem Tov stories of traveling through forests, right? Which we think are just like cutesy stories from, some of them are true, some of them are not. Some of them may be true, some of them may be less true. But that tzaddikim sometimes go on secret missions and have deep kavanas. If you're wondering, is Rabbi Nachman is this normal? Is this true? Is Rabbi Nussan just trying to cover for his Rebbe who really just went to get medicine but told everyone else not to take medicine for some weird reason? No. Be mekusher to real tzaddikim who are alive today, who would say, compared to Rabbi Nachman, I'm kulo nigla compared to the nistaros of Rabbi Nachman. You can look at a tzaddik today, you say this person is a complete mystery. And he would say, nah, I'm an open book compared to my Rebbe. Compared to his Rebbe, back to Rinachman, back to the Baal Shem Tov, back to the Arizal. This is real stuff. These are real things. For whatever reason, when Rinachman was in Lemberg on his secret mission, it was mandated from heaven that he should speak to doctors. Okay. I don't know what any of these ideas mean exactly. However, when he came back from Lemberg in the final two lines, Kishaba Misham, when he came back, Azdaika Hirbaladabra bi Yoser vi Yoser meyachakos harafus. He spoke out even more strongly when he came back, after consulting the doctors and seeing how conflicted they were. Rabbi Nachman came back and said, more than ever, it's clear to me, distance yourself from these things. V'amar az kama toros alzen, he said many teachings at that time. V'gam kodem shenasa Lemberg ha'im edabar v'inyan zeh. Before he went to Lemberg, he also used to speak about this. But after he came back from Lemberg, he spoke about it that much stronger and told us to distance ourselves v'tachlis harichuk. Stay far away. It's a shot in the dark, and you're going to end up coming back to Hashem and saying, God, please save me. So you might as well start off by saying, God, please save me. Okay, Ad Kan, the words of Rabbi Nassan in the Sichos Haran. Okay, now just to give us a little bit of a fuller perspective, right, just to understand, because I don't want anyone to walk out of here feeling, listen, if you're a Breslover, there are Breslovers today who follow this in a more literal fashion, okay? I don't consider myself a Breslover, I consider myself a Jew. I take Rabbi Nachman's opinion very seriously, and I think there's a lot to think about here. Right? But I want you to know there are other ways to round out the sugya. I say that with no disrespect, God forbid, or any casualness towards what Rabbi Nachman's saying. I think it would be dishonest to not acknowledge advances in medicine since the time of Rabbi Nachman. Right? I also think it would be dishonest for us to not say, Rabbi Nachman, you're sort of right in the sense that there's still a range of opinions. And there's still many things that can go wrong. And there's plenty of tragic stories to prove that point. And at the end of the day, it is in the hands of Hashem. So maybe Hashlich al Hashem Yehavcha, throw your burden on Hashem. And let Hashem try. After all, He is the truest doctor of all. Okay? So let's take a look at just some of the sources and try to round out this topic a little bit. Okay? First of all, halacha lemaisa, are you allowed to go to the doctor? Is it heretical to go to a doctor? Are you saying you don't believe in God if you go to the doctor? So there's a well-known Gemara in Maseches Brachos, in source number 2, where the Gemara says, where it's bolded, Tani Debei Rabbi Yishmael, the Pasuk says, Virapo Yirapei, Parshas Mishpatim, Virapo Yirapei, right, what's the context of that Pasuk? Virapo Yirapei? It's Bava Kama. It's Bava Kama that you have to pay for someone's healing. Well, if I have to pay for your healing, I guess that means that the person can have medical bills. Well, if he has medical bills, I guess that means what, Adam? I guess it means he went to the doctor. So says the Gemara, Mikan shenitna rishus lerofe lerofos. Here, from this pasuk, v'rapo yirape, it teaches that what? From here we learn that doctors have been given permission, rishus, for the doctor to try to heal. Okay? Why would I think you can't go to a doctor? So Rashi in Bava Kama, source number 3, tells us, because you might think going to the doctor is heresy. Right? Rashi says, "V'lo amrinan, we're not obligated to say Rachmana mache or v'ihu mase, that God afflicts and God heals." Right? After all, what right do I have? Maybe you think I'm sick just by chance. I'm sick because God made me sick. So now I'm going to try to what? Circumvent God's judgment and try to heal myself. So the Gemara is telling us that no, we don't say that. That you're allowed to go to the doctor. In fact, if you look in Tosfos in source number 4, and then I'll take some comments. Tosfos also in our Masechta, Bava Kama Peheim at Aleph. Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, V'ha me rafo l'chude sham inan le. Why the double expression? V'rapo yirape. Why does it use two expressions of refuah? Says Tosfos, Yesh lomar, Dehava amina, you might have thought, Hani mili makabide adam. That's exactly the point. You might have thought that what? You're only allowed to heal yourself if what? What's the context of the pasuk? When someone punched you and broke your nose. So then I'm allowed to go to the doctor and send the bill to Yankel who punched me in the face and broke my nose. Right? That's Bava Kama. But if God made me sick, if I have an illness that didn't come from someone else's carelessness, I wasn't injured by someone. If Hashem afflicted me, you might think that what? Then it really is heretical to go seek out a doctor. Have a holy hababi de shamayim. You would think that an illness that comes by the hand of heaven, so to speak, kishamarape, when you seek healing, nirakasoser gzeras hamelech. You're rebelling against God. Do you not believe in God? Do you think you can just sidestep God and go running to your little doctor to save you? So says Tosfos, kamash malan deshari. Virapo yirape, a double expression of healing, teaches us you're allowed to seek healing whether you were injured by a man, or whether you were made sick by God. A person is allowed to seek healing. But you can see what Rashi and Tosfos are considering here is something we need to think about very seriously, which is there is something a little bit chutzpahdik about going to the doctor, especially if, again, it's an illness that came about bidei shamayim. Hashem tries to punish you and you try to beat the system. Yeah, Yehuda, go.
First of all, always these children are supposed to be down the way. So why can't go into the doctor, especially if it's such an opaque thing, we don't know if it's going to be yes or no. Why can't that be Hashem please let the doctor save
you? Okay. So, but you're a little bit cheating because you're saying, I'm going to the doctor, but please Hashem let the doctor save me.
Why is that cheating?
I don't know.
So this,
obviously, everything we're talking about today, I even contemplated skipping this piece in Sichos Aran. I feel like people have a hard time understanding where Rabbi Nachman is coming from, but the truth is, this is just a basic, you know, point of entry into the whole sugya of bitachon versus ishtadlos. And that's what Yehuda is saying. Well, no one's cheating here. You're expected to make ishtadlos. You do it with an awareness that Hashem is the one who will grant success to the doctor or not. So what's the problem with going to the doctor? Yeah, Gib. He keeps saying doctorim v'refuos. He keeps saying doctors of medicine. Because for every medicine that you take, there's a side effect that could make things worse. Didn't Hashem create the possibility of, you know, products in the world that have medicinal powers? Yeah. All right, so we have to figure it out. These are all very fair questions. Yeah.
I guess according to Ram Nachman, say that he could see, I mean, does that disagree with the fact that you can see God through the doctors?
I mean, right, can I see the hand of God?
The hand of God through the doctors.
Right? Meaning, Rabbi Nachman called the doctors the shlichim of the Malach HaMavis. Why not call them a shlich of Hashem?
So, I guess what specifically makes doctors, according to Rabbi Nachman, antithetical?
Right? Maybe say the opposite. Maybe it's chutzpahdik for me to think that Hashem's going to be my doctor. Maybe say the opposite. I think God's going to make a miracle for me? If I'm sick, God forbid, a person is sick, God forbid, with a very serious illness, right? Okay, so I'm going to turn to Hashem and bother Hashem to heal me. I have to do my part. Maybe, yeah. Right, ain't some chanalanes. Ain't some chanalanes. Is it a miracle to sit back? A person, God forbid, has cancer, they're not going to seek treatment. Wouldn't it be a miracle for that just to disappear on its own? Or maybe not. Maybe that's not a miracle. Maybe that's tefillah. I don't know. Is tefillah considered miraculous? There's a lot of toldos to this, to the avos here. A lot of subcategories here. Yeah. I mean, first try to daven.
Right, priorities.
Don't run. Right, your first thought shouldn't be, I need to get to the doctor. The first thought should be, Hashem, you are the ultimate doctor, and I'm going to have a conversation with you. And if this doesn't clear up, then I guess that's a sign that you're not prepared to save me in such an open, revealed way. And I'll put in a little more hishtabas. Okay, might be a healthy approach. Yeah. Right, so that's also a very important point whenever we talk about bitachon and ishtadlus. How much do I really believe in God? The more human I am, the more I have to play by the rules of human beings. The more godly I am, the more I can try to beat the system a little bit. Okay, and that's a very important point. Yeah, Yoni. Right, meaning if...
Right.
So we have to think about it from a Torah perspective. Like, why is it changing today? Why did Hashem make it that doctors work today better than then? Okay. Listen, there's certainly people who practice. Right. Yeah, there are people today. There are people who, you know, would claim today that Western medicine is much more destructive than it's helpful. And some of the, you know, ancient techniques are better than modern techniques. I don't know. Yeah, Donnie.
Which one do you think we're not going to have a bigger issue? The fact that the doctors, you know, are fighting each other, can't seem to heal one, I guess.
Right. Consensus on any,
yeah, any way to heal
treatment.
The fact that you're not going to have a shaman.
Right. So he seems, I mean, from the words, I think it's not just about the failure to trust in Hashem. Right? I mean, if Rabbi Nachman, again, in his historical context, seems to be saying, this is just the facts. You have an 80% chance of dying if you go to the doctor. You have so you feel like, well, I have to do something. The odds are not in your favor. So just turn to Hashem. Talk to Hashem. The odds are not in your favor that going to the doctor is going to help you in his time. So again, would he see things differently today? I don't know. All right, Chava, let's keep going. Let's hold on to the questions for a couple of minutes now. Let's keep going. Rabbeinu Bechai in his commentary on Chumash actually says something that you might say, again, in its historical context, works better than it does today. Rabbeinu Bechai in Parashat Mishpatim on our Pasuk for Apo Yerapei, Rabbeinu Bechai says, Mikan Shenitna Rishus L'Rofei L'Rapos. Okay, that's the Gemara. Lo amru ella b'maka shebachut. So we distinguished in Rashi and Tosfos between what? Between injuries versus, you know, when someone injures you versus when God afflicts you with something. It says Rabbeinu Bechai in his commentary on Chumash, well, maybe we need to distinguish between external injuries versus internal problems. After all, we can't see what's going on the inside. In the 1300s, that's true, we can't in the 1300s see what's going on the inside. Lo amru elav amaka shabachutz. When a person gets injured on the outside, that's the context of the pasuk. Someone gets, you know, injured, hit, struck. But an internal illness, that's not something you go to a doctor for. Right? Rather, you turn to the rofei kol basa, you can only turn to Hashem. Needless to say, this is rejected halacha l'maisa. Rav Avadia Yosef, in one of his chuvos in the Echav Adas, in source number 6, says, we do not follow that opinion today. Of course, nowadays we have the modern technology to be able to see, sometimes with unbelievable clarity, what is going on the inside. And therefore, we would not follow that opinion of Rabbeinu Bechai, which is mentioned by others as well. So halacha l'maisa, what's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch? You're allowed to go to the doctor. You should go to the doctor. You can't go to the doctor. Says the Shulchan Aruch in source number 7, Nitna ha-Torah reshus l'rofei l'rapo, straight out of the Gemara. The Torah, v'rapo y'rape, has given permission for doctors to heal. U-mitzvahi. And it's a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah to go to the doctor. It's a mitzvah for the doctor to try to help you. It's a mitzvah, both. U-v'chlal pikuach nefeshu. And this is pikuach nefesh. You're an idiot if you don't go to the doctor. If you hold yourself back from going, if you're a doctor who can heal and you don't, so you're also a murderer. Hands off, sitting back when you have the ability to perform a surgery to remove a tumor, right, is also murder if you have that medical expertise. And a person who doesn't seek that medical treatment when he's in need is also, he's suicidal, right? And if it doesn't work with one doctor, try another doctor. Afilu yeshlo mishir pe'enu, shelo menakol adam zochel israpus. Not everyone is zochel to be healed by all people. So when Dr. A says, there's nothing more I can do for you, go find Dr. B. You have to try as best you can to save yourself. It's a mitzvah. Says the Taz in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, in source number 8, it's a mitzvah. The Torah gave permission and it's a mitzvah. Hold on a second. What was the Gemara says what? For apo yirape means what? We have reshus to go to the doctor. It's a mitzvah? You have to? Maybe it's a mitzvah to believe in God to such a degree that you don't go to the doctor. What do you mean it's a mitzvah? Says the Taz, kasha. Kaven de b'emes mitzvahi, lama kari la tchila reshus. Well, if it's such a mitzvah, so why did the Gemara call it? You're allowed to. Your permission is granted. Why did the Shulchan Aruch start off Nitna Torah Rishus? Why not call it a mitzvah if it's a mitzvah? So the Taz says something which I think is critical in understanding everything we learned today. The Taz says the Torah understood that it's the nature of people to want to do something. Right? Most of us don't have enough faith and trust in God to just rely on God. And the Torah knew that. And because, look how the Taz says it, because we don't have enough faith, like I told you before, you create the rules. If you believe in Hashem and nothing else at all, if that's really who you are, be'emes, so then you can rely on Hashem. And that's not called relying on a miracle. That's just the facts of how you see reality. But if you're a person who gets nervous, yeah, gets a little, you know, schwitzy as he's waiting to go into the job interview, and you're a person who has all sorts of other, you know, olam hazak concerns, right? So you're a person who's chosen to play by the rules of nature. That doesn't mean you don't believe in God. That doesn't mean you don't believe that God is responsible for working behind the scenes. But it also means that you're not prepared to what? To fully immerse yourself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if you've adopted that hashkafa, if that's your outlook, if that's your level of bitachon, so for such a person, what? It becomes a mitzvah to go to the doctor. You hear? The Taz says in the last line where it's bolded, when we don't have that degree of amuna, al kein or al karchach, have ha'idna chiyuv b'davar, u'mitzvahi. If you're not on such a high level, that you, if you trust fully in God, if that's how you live your life, then there's no reason that it should be any different. Well, God can't make your cancer disappear. Of course He can. You can wake up tomorrow and it's gone. But you have to live like that. You can't play games like that. If you don't actually believe in God in that way, then don't try to rely on a miracle that all of a sudden Hashem's going to save you in that way. For such a person, it's a mitzvah. Kaven delefi maisa adam chiyuso tolei bekach. Because in accordance with the way that you've chosen to live, that's your reality. And therefore your life depends on it. So yes, going to the doctor, for us today, when we're not on that level of awesome bitachon, that super high level of bitachon, is a mitzvah. But I would describe it as the following type of mitzvah. And then I'll take some comments. I would describe it as the following type of mitzvah. I once heard from Rabbi Bitzal Rudinsky from Muncie. He said that the Satmar Rebbe and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky were once having a conversation about voting in Israeli elections. Needless to say, the Satmar Rebbe was not particularly fond of the state of Israel, the modern state of Israel. He felt it did more harm than good. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who was more of the Aguda mindset, felt that, no, we should get involved, we should try to get religious people into positions of authority and you know, try to help the government become more Haredi. So Rav Yaakov said it was a mitzvah. He felt it was a mitzvah to vote. Because when you vote for the right candidate, you're hopefully getting people who are more sensitive to Torah values into positions of Israeli politics. So the Satmar Rebbe once saw Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he said, does the Rosh Yeshiva really hold it's a mitzvah to vote? It's a mitzvah? Like it's like a mitzvah like achilas matzah? That's what the Satmar Rebbe said. It's a mitzvah like achilas matzah? So Rav Yaakov was a great pikeach, he was very sharp. Kamenetskys are known to be particularly sharp. And very connected to Olam Hazeh and very lofty at the same time. So Rav Yaakov said back to the Satmar Rebbe, you hold it's a mitzvah to vote in the Israeli elections? It's a mitzvah like achilas matzah? A real mitzvah, it's like one of the 613? So Rav Yaakov said back to him, it's more like achilas mar. That's what he said to him. It's more like achilas mar. Meaning it's one of these mitzvahs that like, you have to do, but like, yeah, I agree with you. Like, it's not ideal. I get that the modern state of Israel is not ideal, Rav Yaakov was saying to him. Right? But eating the mar is also a mitzvah. And the tzaddikim would kiss the mar before, just like they kiss their tefillin or kiss the mezuzah. So I feel like that's what the Shulchan Aruch means here when it says, it's a mitzvah for us to go to the doctor. It's a tragic mitzvah. Halavai, we should be on a level of bitachon and that we never need to go to the doctor. Because we trust Hashem. But if more often than not, we trust ourselves a little too much, kochi v'otzim yadi, so then, lefi, our level, in accordance with our madrega, then for us, it becomes a mitzvah. Okay? All right, let's hear a couple of comments, and I want to wrap up in a few minutes. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. Correct. Correct.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's obvious by the fact that Nelson put the that last paragraph that all the flows and the Mister.
Right.
That what's he telling us when he puts that there? He's saying that the Nachman just said something that is completely hidden, probably beyond the confines of our or maybe even his understanding. But just like and you know, whatever everyone with the Madrig also, you can figure out what he's trying to say. But to say that it's just it's confined by context again. Rabbi Nachman obviously writes into the future. I think it's crazy to say, especially since you've seen in modern times doctors were mamish, not an over exaggeration, shluchei malach mavis.
Yeah, in Acharami.
Was a shliach of
malach. In Acharami.
That guy Gaznel was a shliach of malach.
And I hold that Dr. Gua, my French doctor, who was Hashem's shliach to cure me from lymphoma, was a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now shliach malach mavis.
In Acharami, he's saying.
I don't know,
maybe the narration is to be skeptical, to be mind.
Okay.
But to say he's writing in the 1800s, he doesn't know what medicine is going to become. It's a crazy.
No, I never said throw this piece out today after Louis Pasteur and Joseph Lister made medical breakthroughs. That's not what I said. What I'm saying is that I think we have to also look at halacha, and the halacha already in the 1500s was that you need to go to doctors, the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam. Right, so in the 1500s already, the Shulchan Aruch is passing it's a mitzvah to go to the doctor. Right? Certainly nowadays, Baruch Hashem, I don't think it's the same, and I think it would just be dishonest. Right? And I don't think the last paragraph is just Rabbi Nachman is revealing Kabbalistic secrets to us. That's not what the last paragraph said. The last paragraph said that how do we reconcile the fact that Rabbi Nachman himself went to the doctor and wrote against it? So the answer to that is, well, that's not really why he was in Lemberg. He didn't go to the doctor in Lemberg. He went to Lemberg on a secret mission. And for some heavenly reason, he also got medical treatment there. And he came back hating doctors even more. Right? So I don't think it's, again, if you're a real Talmud of Rabbeinu, if you're a real Breslover, all the way through, and you have this level of bitachon in general in your life, then maybe there's what to save for it. Again, Poskim would say you're crazy. Rav Adi Yosef says that's murderous. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that's murderous. Rav Shechter would certainly tell you that's murderous to not go to the doctor. But again, if you're such a bal bitachon, go for it. And I'm not saying that cynically. I'm not saying that jokingly. I'm not like at all like poking fun. Like go for it, you fool. And I'm saying go for it. If that's really your madrega, if a person has such bitachon that they feel that I can just turn to Hashem, because Hashem, after all, I know, we all know Hashem is the final say on this matter. We all believe that Hashem is rofei chol basar u'mafli la'asos, but we also have a more middle of the road outlook on bitachon and the shadlus. Which is why most of you are going to get real jobs. There are Jews who don't have real jobs. Some of them are irresponsible. Some of them have tremendous bitachon. Right? Some of them think they have bitachon, are just irresponsible people who are uneducated. And some of them have chosen a path in life where, no, I'm going to live, and Hashem is going to provide for me. And that's not being somei chananes. But that, to me, in our time, is really for yachidei skula. I think more often than not, people who are expecting their money to fall out of the sky are just being irresponsible people. There are plenty of people. Again, I'm not making light, God forbid, at all, of Jews who live in poverty in Eretz Yisrael. And some of them do it with Mesiras Nefesh, and it's very authentic, and it's very wholesome, and it works for them. And some of them are bitter, miserable people who are trapped in a system that doesn't give them the opportunity to get an education and to make a dira b'tachton. Yeah. Yeah, there are best lovers who... Do I know who? Oh, do I know like specifically Mashpiyam and Tzadikim and Breslov who do this? I don't know. I never spoke to Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter. Velvet's victim? I don't know.
We know many of them don't do it. Like, Kenny's is sick right now. Doctors and Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter. The doctor is...
Okay. So again, I don't know. I'm not sure. I know there are breast lovers who talk this very... Again, it could be they, you know... I don't know. Again, every normal post-sick in the world today would tell you you have an obligation if you're sick to go to the doctor. It's a chiyuv to find the best doctor, to do a lot of research and find the best doctor. But again, the perspective of knowing that as medicine advances and doctors become, so to speak, better at doing what they do, to be able to still rely on a Kaddish Baruch Hu and to have an absolute clarity, it's not my doctor who chooses life and death, it's Hashem, becomes that much more important for us. To not deceive ourselves into thinking it's all in the hands of the doctor. Yeah, Yehuda.
I'm wondering what place does all this opaqueness have for us? And what that means is when you asked the topic before, you equated higher tzaddikim with more closed books. So why necessarily do they have to be on a different dimension? What place does that have?
What place does that have for me and you?
Why can't a tzaddik be someone who's trying to do the right thing and is doing the right thing and maybe knows more than us? But why does it have to be operating different realms?
What do you mean by why does it have to be? It just is. Because there are different realms. And there are people who lift themselves into those higher realms. Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Ish Elokim. What does it mean for us? And some of those tzaddikim, by the way, can be very much in this world 1 minute and then completely out of this world the next minute. I've met tzaddikim in my life, who I would say are super down to earth at times and completely not on planet Earth at other times.
But when we're learning something and an answer to a piece that we don't understand could be, it's something that's hidden. Oh, that's something that's out.
So I said, if we have a hard time with that last paragraph, it's probably because we've never, right? To us, it sounds like... Like, what was Rabbi Nachman really doing, and why does Rabbi Nussman have to just, like, try to make it all secretive? I believe that the tzaddikim are truly secretive. And therefore, to try to, you know, to try to just explain it in a simple, rational way is not always the case. Tzaddikim are mamish, you know, a tefach off the ground. I believe that. That's what I personally believe. And the tzaddikim I've met would say, I'm nothing compared to these tzaddikim. So I can only imagine what Rabbi Nachman actually was like in real life. Okay, Chav, it's getting really late. I really want to finish up. Okay? I want you to just know, halacha l'maisa, whenever you take medicine, there's a tefillah you're supposed to say. Okay? I'm currently I took two pills this morning, two different things. Okay? And I said this tefillah. What's the tefillah? It says in the Shulchan Aruch in source number 9. Okay, I'll skip some of the sources just to finish up. But Just a couple more points. Literally 3 more minutes. Right? It says that when a person lets blood, which I guess in the ancient world was a form of healing, right? When a person does bloodletting or any other type of refuah, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should say, Yihi ratzon milfanecha, Hashem Elokai. Poskim say, maybe to say it without saying God's name, although some allow you to actually say God's name when you say this tefillah. I usually say it just saying Hashem Elokai. I don't actually say God's name as pronounced. It should be your will, Hashem. Shiye esek ze li l'refuah ki rofei chinam ata. When you pop a Tylenol or an Advil into your mouth, you should say this tefillah. Okay? Because I had lymphoma and took thousands of pills, I was able to memorize it. How you're going to memorize it? I don't know. Good question. Print it out, stick it in your wallet? I don't know. Remember, it's in chapter 230 of the Shulchan Aruch. Look it up every time you take an aspirin? I don't know. But that's the tefillah. That Hashem, this asek, what I'm being osek in, should be for refuah, ki rofei chinamata, because you're the doctor who heals for free. And then after you take the medicine, you say, Baruch Rofei Cholim. Blessed is the one who heals the sick. Poskim say you should do this even if you put a Band-Aid on a cut. Why not? Could a cut not be lead to an infection that could take your life? Any type of medicine that you do, the Nishmas Avram, which is a contemporary sefer on refuah and halacha, says you put a Band-Aid on your finger. You receive an injection, you swallow medicine. Whatever you do, a person should recite this little tefillah. Okay? I got to finish up here. I'll take questions in the base afterwards. Okay? The Ben Ish Chai, in source number 11. The Ben Ish Chai says, now the Gemara itself had part of this tefillah. Kikel rofei neman ata, urifu oscha emes. The Gemara says, Hashem, your refuah is true. What does it mean Hashem's refuah is true? Explains the Ben Ish Chai in his commentary on the Gemara in Brachos, because very often when doctors treat one thing, they make you sick with another thing. Hashem's refuah's MS means what? That Hashem doesn't come with side effects, says the Ben Ish Chai. When God heals you, it doesn't come with side effects. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Rofei Neman. Hashem can see the whole picture. Not, well, you know, this is going to cure your illness, but it's going to make you terribly nauseous, this medicine. Or this is going to, you know, cause this, but it'll help you to this, but it's going to keep you up at night. Right? Hashem is the Rofei Neman. Hashem is the only one who understands, again, the full picture of all of medical healing. Okay, I guess for the sake of time, we'll just go to the last source, which I find to be somewhat humorous and somewhat super emistic. This is from a small sefer I have at home called Sichos Kodesh, from the Papa Rav, the author of the sefer Vayagid Yaakov and Chomesh, Rav Yaakov Yechizkiah Greenwald. It was written by one of his Talmidim. And he said a humorous vart, but I think it's a deep truth. The Torah taught us again, doctors have given permission to heal. Mashma, it's implied, right? From the fact that we're struggling, the Chazalers say, well, okay, we'll give you a permission to go to the doctor. Again, it's clear that what? There's a feeling, we saw it in the Rishonim, that really it's wrong to go to the doctor. That we have to give you special permission, a special heter to go to the doctor. So the question then becomes, so why did the Torah in fact allow it? Why does the Torah allow it? It's such a funny pasuk, now if you think about it. It's like, we don't really want you to do this, but we'll let you do this. Right? Does the Torah write that about anything else? Does the Torah say, well, Chil Shabbos would be wrong, but we'll give you permission. Eating cheeseburgers would be destructive for your soul, but all right. Eat, you shall eat. Rapo yirape. It's a good question. Why didn't Hashem hold out on this one? Why didn't Hashem write explicitly in the Torah, you can't go to doctors? I am your doctor. I'm the Rofei Kol Basar Mafli Lasos. I'm the Rofei Neman. Why did Hashem give permission to go to doctors? So says the Papa Rav, a very humorous vart. He says in the third line, Raki Hashem yisbarach yodei amachshavos, Hashem who's all-knowing, yada di'i efshar sha'adam b'cholyo ya'amin shel male yikare rofei hu mirapeyu. We're human beings, and Hashem knows that what we feel that we need to go to the doctor. We wouldn't be able to hold out knowing that there's a doctor in the world who claims he can heal you. It would be too hard. It would be too difficult for us to not go to the doctor. We're humans. We like to try to be mishtadel. We like to make our efforts. So you know what Hashem said? So Hashem said, fine, go to the doctor. What's going to happen when you go to the doctor? Brings us full circle back to Rabbi Nachman. He says, okay, in Hora Hashem Yisbarach, God paskind, go seek out the doctor, call out to the doctor, fine. V'oz yischazek b'libo ha'amuna. And going to the doctor is not going to push you away from God, it's going to strengthen your amuna. You know why? Why does going to the doctor strengthen your amuna? Because when you go to the doctor and the doctor starts saying, well, we could do like this or we could do like that, or this, maybe you'll survive, maybe you won't survive, and some of my colleagues have different opinions, and you go to the doctor and the doctor reveals to you that I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. I'm going to try. I'll make an honest assessment. I have experience. I might be the world's greatest expert. But you're signing that paper that says, before you go through this procedure with this doctor, it's done 10,000 times and never, Baruch Hashem, never killed anyone. But you're still signing that paper before you enter that surgery room that says, there's a chance you're going to die or get very sick or something can go wrong and you may never be able to walk again. You're signing away your life when you go to the doctor. So being in the presence of the doctor and facing the medical realities and the inabilities of the doctor actually is mechazek your amuna. And therefore, that will help a person to come back strong to Hashem to realize that what? That Hashem really is the true doctor. I think it was said somewhat, you know, in jest, but I think it's a very emistic vibe. And again, I think that aspect of what Rabbi Nachman taught us today, we can still live with today. Now let's not for a second fool ourselves to think that even the best doctor who's got a perfect track record can't mess up. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who can truly heal. And again, a person has to understand that my bitachon and Hashem is more important. Again, remember the mashal of Rabbi Nachman. Picture yourself on a desert island as if there was no other option. That's true even when you're in the best medical center in the world. In a certain sense, you're on a desert island, and if Hashem doesn't want you to make it through, you're not going to make it through. And if God wants you to make it through, then Baruch Hashem, you'll have a refuah shleimah. Okay, so this is a very important lot to think about here. Thank you for all your comments along the way. Anyone else wants to comment? Just want to get to Seder. But anyone who wants to comment, I'm happy to talk offline on the way. Yeah.